This is Radioactive Magazine, a KKFI public affairs program of progressive activism, opinion, and commentary. Opinions expressed on this program are those of the speakers alone and are not necessarily the views of KKFI, its staff, volunteers, board of directors, show hosts, or other guests on the program. Welcome to Radioactive Magazine, and we have some special guests here this evening, and to introduce those guests, here is Spencer Graves.
And Susan Sarachak. Go ahead, Susan.
Okay. Tonight, we welcome to Radioactive Magazine presidents of the local chapters of the League of Women Voters, Donna Hoke, Donna Laufer, and Sandra Sanchez. Could you state the chapter you represent and tell us briefly about the League's history and mission?
Hi, my name is Donna Hoke. I'm with the League of Women Voters of Kansas City, Jackson, Clay, and Platte County. We have been around since the beginning. Kansas City's League started in 1920. The League of Women Voters was organized 6 months before the 19th Amendment was passed, and we were organized so that we could
And the 19th Amendment gave the women the right to vote.
That's correct. And we were organized as a grassroots organization.
You're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Decisions rather than just do what the men in their life told them to do. So I have been in the League for 40-some years and love this organization of both women and men. In 1974, we opened it up to male members also.
My name is Sandra Sanchez, and I am co-president of the League of Women Voters of Johnson County. And we started our chapter in 1952 and have continued, and we have well over 200 members to date, and our membership also includes men, not quite a third, but we have quite a few men as part of our membership. And
And I'm Donna Laufer, and I'm the co-president with Sandra of the Johnson County League. We also, as the county developed in the 50s and 60s, the League worked alongside the development of the county and were instrumental in a lot of our studies in establishing the Park and Rec Department, in establishing mental health issues and juvenile justice reform. And most recently, one of our studies involved whether we needed a new courthouse in Johnson County. And that went to a vote last fall, or two falls ago. And there is a new courthouse in the works. So we have been developing as the county has developed. Oh, okay. And the Johnson County League includes all of Johnson County. We also include folks from Wyandotte County if they want to come to our meetings and our programs. There is no longer a league in Wyandotte County, but we certainly welcome folks coming to our meetings and participating in our events.
Thank you. It's my understanding that the League is best known for voter registration, but do you do voter education? What's that about?
Well, yes, we do voter education. That's one of our main things. You know, when the women got the vote, we wanted to help people understand what they were voting about and educate women, and we continue that tradition on through today. We do a lot of activities in trying to do candidate forums so that you can hear what candidates have to say before you vote. We also study issues, and we advocate for positions that we already have, but we definitely work with our local election commission folks trying to get people registered to vote. And we also do the naturalization ceremonies where new citizens are sworn in as citizens, and we try to help them register to vote as soon as they get their certificate of citizenship. So we are involved in high schools, too, and trying to register 18-year-olds.
Donna?
Yes, we do voter education. As Donna Loeffler says, it is the basic principle, the basic foundation. We worked long and hard to have the right to vote, and we think everyone should vote. Everyone's vote should count. And so we spend time registering voters. One of the big projects coming up in the Kansas City League is we have three different talks about the importance of voting and that why you should bother to vote, what the process is, and just educate. And we're going into the private schools, the charter schools, and Hickman and Center. We're working with the NAACP, who will be doing the Kansas City schools and the Raytown School District. So we are really trying to reach out, because we know if someone votes the first election they're eligible to vote in, they will vote, usually will continue to be a lifetime voter. So we are trying to educate them, and we're educating everyone.
It sounds like there's a lot of work there.
There is. In fact, we're going to have, you know, we have to keep recruiting people to be willing to educate themselves and feel comfortable going out and presenting. And, of course, we are allowed to actually do the affidavit and register people within the Kansas City Election Board jurisdiction. And so that's an important opportunity.
Does the League of Women Voters monitor local, state, and national government bodies and activities?
Yes, we do. The League is a kind of a federal organization. We have a national league that covers national issues. We have state leagues that cover state issues, and then the local leagues cover their local issues. And so we also have an observation corps, where people go and will sit in on public bodies. In Johnson County, they sit in at the county commission meetings. They sit in at the park board and the library board and the water district and mental health boards. So they are observers, and then they give reports that we pass on to our membership. So you can be informed about what's happening in those meetings, because really the Kansas City Star doesn't cover as many of those as they used to be able to. So we do a lot of observing and try to report what we find.
Great service. Does Jackson County have the same observational corps?
We are behind Johnson County. They are our role model. We are just starting that. We are working, observing the Jackson County legislative sessions, and we're also, because of the big concern, and we're going to be observing in the near future all three, actually four, of the county election boards, because so that's a start, and we hope that we can find people that are interested in doing this so that it can expand.
Sounds like your work is cut out for you. So what are the most important activities you have planned for this coming election year, this big year, 2018?
Well, we will be gearing up for the primary in June. Sometimes we will do forums for that. And in the fall, then we will be doing forums definitely after the primary, and trying to make folks aware of who the candidates are, or if there are issues on the ballot, what those issues might be that we would have a position on. We also try to provide voters guides that we send a questionnaire out to the candidates and ask them to respond to the same questions, and then we publish that. There is a an online version of that called Vote 411, and I think maybe Donna could explain a little bit more about that.
Yes, the Kansas City League has made it a priority that we are offering this online vote411.org for everyone, and we're going to do it for all elections, like we have done it for water districts, school boards, and such. So in April, when we have a some cities are having municipal elections, like Belton and Raymore and others, we will have that so that you can enter your address. Go online, you can enter your address, and you will find out what is on your personal ballot. And that's very helpful. We'll have asked people to respond to certain questions and such. So we are going to do that. And of course, the midterm elections are so important. We did 10,000 printed voter guides for this one in 16, but we hope to do more in this 2018. And we are going to be looking at our St. Louis League actually works with the Post-Dispatch and does 30,000 or more that they distribute. So we aren't that big, but we are committed to getting education. Plus, we've had success with forums. We had a very successful forum for Senate District 8 that just happened, and we are working toward doing the statewide elections. We'd love to have a forum on the auditor race and on the U.S. Senate race.
Thank you. You are listening to an interview with Donna Hoke, Donna Laufer, Sandra Sanchez, all presidents of the League, local chapters of the League of Women Voters. This is Radioactive Magazine, 90.1 KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I have a question. How does the League, and I think a lot of people ask this, does the League support or oppose any political party or candidate?
No, the League does not support, nor do we endorse any political party, nor do we support or oppose any candidate. We are nonpartisan.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else?
That has been the basic principle since 1920. We did not want to be identified as a, as a campaign supporting group. We are political. We're active, but we're nonpartisan. We do not support or oppose parties or candidates. We want the talk with all of them.
Would you say that you're political educators?
Yes.
Yes. We encourage people to be informed, not just to take the sound bites they hear on radio to make their decisions and to learn about issues that stretch you, that you might not know about or had interest in, and then you find out, oh, money in politics, that's something I want to learn about, or the roles of the federal government in education. We have studied issue after issue for all these years. We are going to be 98 years old in February. February 14th is our birthday.
Congratulations.
What are the most important activities you've planned for the coming election year? Maybe I asked you that, but...
Well, one of the things we've done in Johnson County already, we started this fall, we had a program on gerrymandering, getting ready for the redistricting issues that are coming up in 2021. And so we had representatives from the state come and talk to us about those, and some statisticians, and they gave us a really good background of what it, how redistricting works and what happens if it doesn't go well and it goes to the state Supreme Court. You know, what's the process that we have to go through? And that was very helpful because it's a pretty confusing kind of thing that happens. And it's really important to make sure that you're getting the kind of representation that you deserve as a citizen.
Absolutely.
So we do programs along those lines.
I agree. The gerrymandering issue is a lot of concern. Both political parties take advantage of whoever's in power at the time of the census, that they have some areas that are gerrymandered so that there's no way there's a competitive race. And in fact, I think they say in Missouri it's around 10% of the races that are competitive across the state because of the way they're gerrymandered. And you know, this issue is going to the Supreme Court because there is a case before them that says there's no way that the opposing party could win the way it was gerrymandering. And I believe this is coming out of Wisconsin.
Thank you. Do both the Johnson County and Jackson County, do you focus on the same issues like national issues or?
No, each local league has their own authority to decide what they're going to focus on. And in fact, in January is the traditional program planning month where we decide, do we want a new study? And on this year, we're studying, do we want any new studies for national? And next year, we'll ask the question, do you want any new studies for state? And right now, we are dealing with so many hot-button issues about protecting the right to vote that and campaign finance and improving elections that we probably will not be doing any new studies, although it will be up to the membership. This mm-hmm. is a grassroots organization, and those decisions are made at this level. But Johnson County is doing a current study that right. is specific for them on a housing
right.
issue.
We're doing a two-year study on affordable housing. We have never done that in our county, and it is a significant issue for us. We also have done some programs this fall on fake news, trying to figure out how do you deal with that? How do you figure out what is true? We are also going to be doing a program in February on civility and the public dialogue, where we're talking about how do we communicate? How do we get our divided country to function better? And also, we will get a report then of our on the update of our study. But so we probably won't get a new study this year because we're in the middle of a two-year study. But whatever the membership wants to do, that's what we'll take that information in, and then the board will decide what's possible. We also say if somebody suggests a study, that somebody has to volunteer to lead that study, or we don't do it.
Very important part of that. I would just share with February is kind of, as I said, our birthday celebration month, and in we meet on the third Saturday of the month, and we're going to see the film The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and we're going to kind of be more lighthearted with like movie and popcorn, but it's going to be make you think because it's a documentary.
And how can people find that?
You can find out about our calendar and other important information on our website, which is www.lwvkc.org. And there is a lot of information on that, including our positions, including our meeting dates.
And in Johnson County, the website is?
It's www.lwvjoco.org.
Wonderful. Thank you.
We also have Facebook pages, so just mm-hmm. go out there and check for the LWV, the league, so you'll find.
Just do a web search for League of Women Voters of Johnson County or Kansas or Kansas City, Missouri, right?
Well, you certainly have interesting topics that you're looking at. There's no question. We're going to be running out of time, but before we do, can you both tell us, our listeners, the most important points you'd like them to know about the League and how they can better pursue their own objectives by supporting the League of Women Voters?
Well, I would say from Johnson County's point of view, your vote counts. You may not think that your one little vote counts, but it does. It's made such a difference in so many elections, and you can make a difference. You can be informed and make sense of the challenges that you face as a voter, and the League can help you do that. We help you learn about how your government works. We have even done programs on how does the different agencies of government work. And your participation is really essential in making our democracy work. So I would say don't ever think that you don't make a difference, because you do.
And I would say with the League of Women Voters of Kansas City, we have been very involved in the Voter Protection Coalition, because, you know, we just passed Amendment 6, which now requires to vote, you have to show a state-issued
photo ID,
and it's either a driver's license, a non-driver's license, a passport, or a military. And we are going out and educating people. And the state Secretary of State themselves has said there are over 100,000 registered voters that do not have a driver's license. They've done that check. And the state will help pay for you to get a non-driver's license to vote. We want to help people do that also, but we need to know. So if you'd go to our website and call that number and give us the information, we'll be glad to help you get that ID information, because as Donna said, every vote is important, everyone. I always love the T-shirt that's been around, voting is good for the Constitution.
Very true.
Right. So the league in Kansas, I guess, has had a little kerfuffle with the Secretary of State, Chris Kobach, who was apparently been taken to court multiple times by the league and the American Civil Liberties Union, because over the question of the voter ID restrictions, and Kobach has gotten the endorsement from legal authority to prosecute people for vote fraud. He's gotten all of the last count I heard, you may be able to update me on that. He actually convicted 9 people of double voting, a total of 9 in the entire state, and most of those were like elderly people who didn't think they were doing wrong. One guy bought a property in Colorado, and he got a ballot that he thought was just a survey that he filled it out and sent it back, and it turned out it was a legal absentee ballot that he didn't realize that it was, and he was fined several thousand dollars for that. And the Kobach and the league, Kansas League, and the ACLU sued Kobach, and Kobach replied by saying that the league is the league and the ACLU are communist organizations. Any comments on that?
Well, if supporting people's rights to vote and stopping the suppression of voters is being a communist, I'm proud to be a communist.
The sad thing on this effort, this false fake news that there is a lot of voter fraud, and he's had a couple of years to find.
And he found 9 cases, and not one of them would have been prevented by the voter ID law that he's got.
And he has prevented many thousands. I don't think I'm overestimating when I say more. He's prevented so many more from voting. And he is supposed to be supporting. That's his job, to encourage voting. You know, there's a lot of things we could do to make voting issue easier.
So remind us again, if somebody does not have a legal photo ID, what can they do to get one without a special fee? You said
In the Secretary of State's office in Missouri will help and pay for a non-driver's license. You have to say it's for voting. That is one of the key things. And they will help you get that information. So you could either do SOS.voting mo.gov and go directly, or come to us and go on our website at www.lwvkc.org and let us assist you with that process, or tell us of people. We really feel it's affecting people with disabilities, elderly, minorities, students that move a lot. These are people that are going to be prevented from voting. And we feel in Missouri there is also not a big issue of fraud. It's kind of they've made this a problem, and now they have to do something so people trust the voting system.
There is a big issue of vote fraud, and that's in gerrymandering. The retail fraud that the Republicans are after, I think, has been shown it does not exist. In any case, I want to thank you. Did you have something else to say, Susan?
I was just going to thank our guests.
Yes.
Okay. I want to thank Donna Hoke, Sandra Sanchez, and Donna Laufer for their time and their service to the League of Women Voters.
And to the voters. And I hope you'll keep KKFI in mind and keep us informed of the events that you have coming up through this coming year. We do a fair amount of spots. What do you call them?
Public service announcements.
Public service announcements. Thank you very much. And so, and for our listening audience, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Radioactive Magazine. Tune in next week as host David Mitchell will interview Dan Coffey, the founder of Citizens for Responsible Government in Kansas City, on his views of the new terminal at the Kansas City International Airport. And stay tuned to KKFI for Counterspin, followed by a Taste of Tejano.